Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Extraordinarily exciting game between the Six Nations, only two remaining unbeaten teams, Ireland versus England. Is it glory days time?
The referee's whistle has gone. The Irish supporter of the Irish staff are absolutely ecstatic. The referee has in fact blown the full-time whistle. The match is all over. I said at the start of it, all Ireland wanted to do was win by 1 point. I tell you what, they were twice as good as that. They won by two, and Ireland are the champions of the Six Nations.
Oh, they're sweet words. Brent Pope, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
It's good to talk to you, as always.
But the same to you.
But more importantly, let's talk about Sunday's game. The feeling, the word I'm getting is that we've had two nice enough wins, but hard fought and not beautiful to look at. And this could go anyway on Sunday. That's the word in the street, Johnny.
Yeah, well, that's probably about right. I mean, I think the most impressive game of the whole Six Nations so far was England's first game against Wales. But England started a bit against Italy as well, despite running out pretty comfortable winners. I think Ireland, it's probably slightly unfair to say, I think they did what they had to do against the Italians. The Italians are never an easy side to break down. It wasn't a particularly great game if you were a neutral watching it. Then we come to France. I mean, any time, as Paul O'Connell said, any time you beat France, it was a rarity a few years ago, it was something to be applauded. But I suppose it was the last 30 minutes of that game that was a bit of a concern for Joe Schmidt looking at England because of the physicality that France brought off the bench. But you know, I think that, you know, it's come a time, you know, my old acorn as far as Irish sport is concerned, or rugby, Ryan, is that, you know, like Joe Schmidt has to be telling his players, look, we're the Six Nations champions. England have a lot of injuries at the moment. They're coming to our, I can call it our now, I think coming to our home patch. And you know, we should win given the given everything being equal. But it'll still be tough, but I will be confident that Ireland will win.
Okay, well, we heard Michael Corcoran there in the commentary saying that we needed to win by 1 point that time, and we did twice as well as that, and won by two. Do you think it's that? Is that the kind of margin we're talking about, little margin?
Yeah, I think, you know, most people are talking about a win by maybe 3 points. Mm. I think that if Ireland can get their game, a lot depends on Johnny Sexton. I know rugby is a 15-man game, it's more about one player, but if he can produce a kicking masterclass like he did against France, then I think Ireland just have too much over around the park for England. I mean, it's really a matter of, I suppose, whether they can contain England's physicality. Ireland have always struggled, even against South Africa, albeit they won in the autumn, and then against France. They've struggled with so bigger, more physically imposing sides, and that would be the main worry in the kind of set pieces, that the scrum and then around the mauls and the rucks where England are particularly strong. But I think if Ireland can play a slightly wider game, then they certainly have all the ingredients to win it.
I know you mentioned it's a 15-man game for Ireland, but at the same time, wouldn't you hate to be Johnny Sexton on Saturday night?
I'd love to be Johnny Sexton.
Why?
Well, give me the money.
Brent, you're so shallow. It's all about the money with you. I'm talking about the pressure, you know, your country, your team, your call, your jersey. And everyone's going, yeah, it's a team game and everything. And yet I always think the nerves going to the kick that and the whistling and stops in the crowd and the pressure going. And I'm watching on the couch.
I know. I mean, I remember talking to Dan Carter a few years ago, you know. I think some players just, you know, I mean, they love that. Some players like Johnny Sexton, he's often been seen, and even in his Roan Nogara days, he's often been seen as a leader in the back line. He's one of those guys that sort of relishes the responsibilities. You're right, some players, the nerves affect them, and that could well affect the English out half forward, who's only a young guy, first time coming through Dublin, first time coming to the Aviva. So it'll be interesting to see how either players handle that. But Johnny Sexton is well able with the pressure. And you see quite often he's the type of guy that actually relishes coming up and taking the kick that'll win or lose the game, conversely. But no, I don't think he's a player that suffers unduly from nerves. I know he's talked about it before. Sometimes there's been a bit of pressure, but he's also one of those players that's pretty mentally strong.
What about the front row, the physicality of the packs? I mean, when those guys go in for that scrum and you can almost feel the shudder in the ground under you.
Well, you know yourself having played in the front row at clock, you know, that sort of muscular physique that you have.
Well, as well, you know, on the radio at least. I just put on an act when I'm on the television.
But, no, I think that's the real worry of concern, you know, not... You know, Keane Healy is back. He won't be started. He'll come off the bench. I think the worry for Ireland is that, you know, a bit like France in the second half, that if England get, I suppose, dominance in the scrum, and it's certainly the Harlequins of the English prop, Joe Marler, who's had probably the edge over Mike Ross in the last two games in the European game, will come looking to get dominance in that area. And I think that's what they proved so decisive against in Cardiff, against Wales. They really took them apart up front.
Yeah.
I mean, Schmidt would have looked like, look, he's one of the best coaches in the world for a reason. He comes up with a tactical master plan for every game. I think long gone are the days we saw Ireland playing one way. We now see they play differently against Italy, they play differently against France, they'll play differently against England. So mm-hmm. I think that if they can gain parity up front, then certainly they probably have the back line. I mean, you've got to look, England are missing a few, especially their back three, which is a important triumphant on the field, you know, that Ireland's aerial attack with five guys that have played fullback in their back line, they'll go to the air a lot. And I think you'll see Johnny Sexton start the game by, you know, putting a lot of cross kicks in, putting them a lot into the English back three. You're pretty inexperienced and pretty youthful. Exciting, yes, but also inexperienced. And experience costs, you know, counts for a lot in international rugby.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying it. I think I'm getting a sense of optimism from you. I think you're calling it for Ireland, which is good.
God forbid I should be optimistic. No, look, I'm a great believer in the top 2 inches, you know, the psychology of, I suppose, positivity when it comes to sport. And I think that, you know, at some stage, Ireland have to live with the mantle of favourites. And I certainly know Joe Schmidt, I suppose, wearing a bit of a New Zealand hat here. He would have known his time coaching New Zealand that, you know, like you put on a black jersey as you put on a green jersey, and you go out there with every belief that if you play to the best of your ability, then you'll win. And I think if you look at the matchups around the field, if you sit down like I always used to do when you play and you say, okay, here's the player that you're marking. Yes, I can be better than him. Yes, I am better than him. Then if all those things go according to plan, yes, you're going to have an off day. And if they have an off day, then they'll lose. But I think they'll go into the game fully prepared. I mean, Joe Schmidt's more or less picking off a full team apart from Jamie Heslop. So all those things are in place. It's just a matter of now going out and replicating his game plan that he'll have set out and having the winning picture. Look, if you can beat South Africa over here, if you can beat the Wallabies over here, if you can run the All Blacks so close last year, you should have beaten them. If you can beat France, if you can beat all these teams, then you can certainly beat England. And that's the way they'll be approaching it.
Yeah, good. Well, yes, we can. How are you enjoying working with Ronan O'Gara on the panel?
I like Ronan, actually. The great thing about working on a panel, as you know yourself, you know, with the late Ron, is you get to meet people that I wouldn't have had a lot to do with, say, Ronan and Shane Horgan, you know, in their playing days, because you've got to keep a wee bit away from that side of you in the media, they're playing and whatever. But, I mean, I'd have to say both those guys, and especially Ronan, he's a really, really likable guy, and he's quite a shy guy, you know. I mean, you get him on, but their knowledge of the modern game is great, and I feed off that as well, and it's always good to, you know, himself and Shane and Alan Quinn and whoever they use, they've got a great knowledge of the modern game, and it's great to hear their take on things, especially now that they're, you know, rugby was always played, I suppose, in specific countries in the sense that there was an Irish way of playing. Now, with the likes of Ronan in France, the likes of Shane over in the UK, Conor O'Shea, of course, you know, he's a great pundit, he's over there coaching Harlequin. They bring a whole kind of a European flavour to the analysis now. And I think, you know, it's just a pleasure for me to go in each week and be involved. I've been there 20 years now, so it's great to take these games. I love this game. England, Ireland, you know, come from New Zealand, I suppose, the English, I mean, you always want to beat them. It's nothing against them. They're a much different side now, and Stuart Lancaster has them. What a lot of people say, they're a really likeable side. You know, they don't come to Ireland perhaps with the same arrogance that they might have had years ago. They now come as a really well-liked side with a well-respected coach. They're a pretty humble bunch of guys, and it'll be a great match, and it'll be great to have the supporters in town and enjoying the festivities like they always do.
Well, they do. And, Brent, which, just from your own personal point of view, which are you looking forward to most, the game on Sunday or the Eurosong tonight on the Late Late Show?
Well, it's a tough one.
I know.
The Eurosong is, you know, is so close to my heart, as you know.
I've seen you out and about. I know what you're into.
You know, being once described as a Johnny Logan lookalike.
And were you actually?
It was very funny. A quick story. A couple of years ago, I was walking down Waterford, and I was approaching. There was a couple of older guys there, two lovely old gentlemen. As I walked past, one of them turned around and said, "Give us a song that won Eurovision." And the other guy said, "No, it's not Johnny Logan, it's Popey." And I walked a bit further down. I turned around and I said, "I've been waiting such a long..." And the old guy said, "I knew it was him. I knew it was him." So, no, I'm... I'll be tuning into the rugby first.
Yeah. Well, look, we can always record it, Brent, and we can talk about it over a pint. But in the meantime...
God forbid I'd miss you on a Friday night.
This is for you, Brent. This is for you. See you soon.